events left. Bassmaster Elite Series, Lake Champlain, and then the St. Lawrence River. We got two fantasy events to make things happen, to win some prizes, bring the season together, as well as the anglers on the Bassmaster Elite Series need for Rookie of the Year, Angler of the Year, Classic qualifications, all that stuff comes down to. And this week, Lake Champlain, which is a great, exciting event. And it's always like, is it brownfish? Is it greenfish? Smallmouth? Largemouth? What's going to win it? What are the top 10? How does that affect your fantasy fishing team? Personally, I like guys to have a blended approach, have some guys that are strong smallmouth anglers, some guys that are strong largemouth anglers, some guys that don't mind mixing it up, like a Fighter or a Schmidt. Weather-wise, it looks pretty good. Like, they're going to have some wind, but I think it's going to keep most of the lake in play. Before we get into Champlain picks, let's touch on St. Clair. I had a really awesome event at St. Clair. It has shot me way up the leaderboard. We are now at the 98th percentile, finally living up to the pundit status. Those that are waiting on their information for the Beat Hellebass group, which you can still join, but you don't have much time with only two events left, but you can join the group, link down in the description, or search Beat Hellebass in the private groups, password visor. I moved up to 63, making some room in my own league here. Really, Buck, you should have a note from me about claiming your prize, because I was right on your tail, so I almost won my own prize this week. And in Drain the Lake, C. McCabe, you should also have an email from me. So reply to those emails. We'll get your Chatty Boys gift card, and you can get some great free stuff. Speaking of ChattyBoys.com, thanks for supporting this segment, the Fantasy Fishing Group. And think about checking out their end of the year Garmin sale. They got some pretty good deals on Garmin units. If you've been thinking about pulling the trigger on a Garmin, a LiveScope, or something like that, definitely worth checking out. I will have links down in the description below. And there is a code, HBFREE, will get you free shipping. A little bit more on Champlain. 2 years ago, it took right around high 70s, low 80 pounds. Last couple times they've been here, it usually takes about a 20 pound a day average, give or take. Brian Schmidt won with a mix of largemouth and smallmouth. We've seen Paul Nuck in here with almost all smallmouth, but I'm pretty sure he did weigh at least one largemouth on a glide bait. So smallmouth seem to be more and more of a player. And now that we're in August, those smallmouth are probably going to be a touch heavier. So if I had to lean one way for like my fantasy team, it might be with smallmouth anglers, but I wouldn't rule out largemouth winning. I've heard the water's up a little bit. I've heard Ticonderoga way down south is starting to kick out some good bags again. So you could look at guys that are willing to take that risk. So there's a lot of things in play this week, and it should be one of the more exciting events to watch. A, they're going to catch a ton of fish. B, there's going to be brown fish. There's going to be green fish. They're going to catch them deep. They're going to catch them shallow. They're going to catch them on live bait, front-facing phonar. They're going to catch them flipping. Lots of different things are going to be happening. Top water. Should be a fun event to watch on Bassmaster Live for sure. My strategy, being way up 98th percentile, is going to be fairly conservative, where I'm really trying to pick the right anglers, but I don't want to go total chalk, and I'm going to just look for a couple key guys that are just a little bit lower percentage where I can make up some small gains and hopefully get the winners. One PSA, in case you were like me, holding on to Bernie Schultz for the Northern Swing, you're going to put him on your Drain the Lake team for the St. Lawrence River. Well, he pulled a bicep muscle, completely tore it, moving a TV between St. Clair and Champlain, and he's out for the rest of the year. So don't bank on Bernie. Bernie, get well. I was banking on you, but now I stand corrected. I said all those people that picked him at Okeechobee wasted them on Drain the Lake. They should have saved him for St. Lawrence River. Well, now I'm wrong because I didn't think he would pull a bicep. All right, let's get into the picks for Lake Champlain. Bucket E, Caleb Kufall getting a lot of love here. Northern angler. Doesn't like smallmouth, but there should be plenty of largemouth. So I do like him as a pick. Fouts, Jacob Fouts, coming off a really strong Lake St. Clair event. Front facing, should do well in the smallies here. Josh Douglas, plenty of northern experience. Champlain does fish like Minnesota in a lot of ways. Alex Weatherill is from Connecticut. He's got a lot of like really good finishes on Oneida that I can find. Where he's got a really good track record, but I don't see a lot of success on Champlain. Doesn't mean he can't catch him there. He should catch him there, but there's not a really good track record there. I don't trust Pochet, just like the whole back and forth and small boat. He seems to show up when you don't expect it and vice versa. So from a fantasy, he's just a little too risky for me. But if you're looking to, you know, go big, he could be, but like Champlain's pretty spread out. I don't know that his little boat really sets up for that. I'm looking for Hallman to have a bounce back event one of these days, but I'm going with the barrister, Ed Loughran III. has been pretty strong up north. He's had some good events on Champlain, put together several check finishes, which is all I really want on a bucket. I just want a top 50. And he's coming off of some momentum, I think it was like a 13th or an 11th at St. Clair. So I think old Ed will do me okay in bucket E. And that's one of my buckets where I'm going to go a little bit lower percentage. Ed's currently at like 6.7%. Bucket D, interesting options here. Keith Combs, a little bit at 5%. I think it's a really good value pick here. He did almost one of the last few times here, mainly on smallmouth. Caleb Sumrall, Buddy Gross, good track records here. David Mullins has been pretty good here. Red Wine coming off a good event at St. Clair. I don't know. I don't get any track record, but he cashed a check in every Northern event last year. So that is something to consider. Greg DePalma, kind of one of his home lakes. Pipkins should do well. Zeldane's got a pretty good track record here, but I'm going to go Chalk. I'm going Taku Itu. This is literally his last event, likely in Bucket D. He almost escaped Bucket D with the almost win at St. Clair. With all the bonus points he got me at St. Clair, I got to keep him in because Taku has been good to me and more Taku time and probably going to take Taku in the next two events for sure. Bucket C, you got a couple Canadians here. You got Corey Johnson and Gustafson. Should be both strong picks. They're getting most of the percentage, most of the love here. Hartman, who has won on Cayuga and is from New York originally, should be pretty strong here. Scott Martin, tons of experience here. Quite a bit of success. I'm pretty sure he's won here back in his FLW days. Paul Mueller, Poroznik, you know, a lot of good options here. But I'm going to go with the Sleepy Assassin. We're going Austin Felix. He got a little, you know, he got ran into, like, after my video was recorded for Lake St. Clair. And he had, like, a last-minute boat swap. And he still, like, put 20 pounds on the scales on the first day, but then just kind of fell off a little bit the second day. I think now, boat's in order. Austin's mind is right. Flannel pants. We're going to have cool weather. Everything should be just right, you know. Hoodie, flannel pants, catching big browns, big greens. I like Austin Felix at the Champlain. Bucket B, we got the other Johnston, who are both trying to make a push. We got Christy, who's now, after St. Clair, pushed himself into contention for Grand Lake Classic qualifications. Cooper Gallant, who showed up pretty big, as I predicted, on smallmouth. So look for him to be strong again. Iaconelli, I think he won an event here like 30 years ago. He's got a ton of experience on Champlain. Lester, Palmer, lots of good options here. Yeah, a lot of talent. But I've always said that I feel like Seth Fider is going to win and hoist his first Elite Series trophy over the mullet on Champlain. And I hope, I'm banking on it, at 31.8% that this is the year that Fider gets the win on Champlain. His approach of shallow flip and smallmouth, foil, docks, and mixing in smallmouth one of these years will pay off with the dub for Fider. All right, rounding things out, Bucket A. Obviously, everybody here in Bucket A is catching him this year. Shakurit making a little bit of a push, cutting into that lead for AOI. Fuente's coming off the win. Walters, Hackney, Cox, so many good options here. Even Kennedy could be a sneaky pick here. Dark Horse, I don't really trust him, but if somebody's going to run to tie and make it happen, Kennedy could be your guy. Polinick's got a win here, but I'm taking the last champ here. I'm taking Schmidt. Schmidt, over the years in MLF, FLW, Bassmaster, has a really strong record at Champlain, and he has a very balanced approach of largemouth and smallmouth. I like that. We're taking Schmidt. He's my pick. Slightly less than BP. So there you kind of see the mix of, like, the favorites in some kind of just under the favorites to really, like, make a big push here and towards the top in fantasy fishing. Let's jump over to Drain the Lake, and then we'll talk tiebreakers. All right, we will take Hartman. We've saved Schmidt. We've saved De Palma. I've saved Seth Fider. Polnick's going to be next week. I'm going to take Ike this week. I'm going to use Alex Weatherall. We're going to take the Aussie. He's had some pretty good success here. And Gussie. So there's my eight angler roster. Hartman, Schmidt, De Palma, Fider, Ike, Weatherall, Jakobsen, and Gustafson. 81 pounds, 12 ounces for the win.